Remember Hurricane Matthew, which walloped Haiti in October? The Miami-based Haitian-American Hurricane Matthew relief effort spent nearly a week in Haiti providing medical care, and they're going back tomorrow. Rowan Moore Garrity from Here Now contributor WLRN has this report from the first trip.
Planning for the trip started some 600 miles away in Miami with a late-night Facebook post as Hurricane Matthew forecast shifted east from Jamaica towards Haiti.
I was basically laying in bed and I thought to myself, we are so not going to have a repeat of the earthquake.
Sandy Dorsonville was in charge of trip logistics. She and other Haitian Americans were determined not to be sidelined as they felt they were after Haiti's catastrophic earthquake in 2010.
We didn't feel our power, I think, at that time. We felt like we needed to make room for those with bigger pockets and bigger efforts to make, you know, to solve the problem.
The South Florida chapter of the Haitian American Nurses Association led the medical part of the mission. They've done work like this in Haiti for more than 15 years. In a makeshift health clinic in the town of Camperin, nurse Marsha Eloi asks a grandmother in a blue headscarf how long she's been in pain. Eloi takes off a blood pressure cuff and tells her, "It seems like your pressure is high." Asked when she last went to the doctor, the woman says, "I don't have any money." Down the hall, Eliette Silver calls out to a fellow nurse in a primary school classroom that's been scrubbed clean and repurposed as a pharmacy.
Nancy, we have Protonix right here. Good for the stomach.
Leftover medication donated by organizations in South Florida has been meticulously alphabetized and sorted by dose in large Ziploc bags.
Now, this I'm not sure of. Outside,
volunteers pray and sing with the people who had come for a checkup. They serve up home-cooked rice and beans. Again, Sandy Dorsonville.
It was important to us that there was just some sense of normalcy in that day for them. And the hot meal was part of that.
Some 600 people had gotten numbered tickets for a medical checkup. But by mid-afternoon, fewer than 200 had been seen. A group of women with tickets in the 500s wonders, are they going to have time for everyone?
We realize that we need to do things better each day.
That first night, Dr. Marie Etienne facilitated a meeting with the volunteers, an unflinching SWOT analysis, looking at strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. One thing that came up was the lack of coordination with the coalition's partnership network of Haitian churches hosting the relief effort. Here's volunteer James Pierre.
Because we were not the one giving the tickets, so many of the pastors, you know, friends and family comes in without tickets, and then people waiting for hours, you have five or six people coming in, sit right up front, and then now you have other people start saying, oh, what about me? Then
you can imagine how difficult this was. Coming in for a few days, they tapped into their partner's strengths and inherited some blind spots. During the day, one Catholic man said he thought the mission couldn't help him because it was organized by Baptist churches. Volunteers also had disagreements about two armed security guards on the mission.
If they're not there with the gun, that crowd that you saw today would have been more out of control.
I don't think that's what she meant.
The bottom line was clear for Sandy Dorsonville.
But very much, it's very important to me just personally doing this type of work,
yes,
that people leave the situation with their dignity.
They made some changes with that goal in mind. And on the second and third day of the mission, things ran more smoothly. Another mission is scheduled this week for areas in and around Jérémie, a town devastated by Hurricane Matthew. For Here and Now, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity.